Lakers over the Suns, 114-113, the final score. Actually ended up being a really exciting game between the Lakers and the Suns. No Chris Paul for the Phoenix Suns. For the Los Angeles Lakers, they threw Anthony Davis out there for 30 minutes. Already talked about his 35 points, his two steals, three block shots. Good to see LeBron get 25 minutes. Shoots over 50%, 6 of 11 from the field. Had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. 8 turnovers for LeBron James, so not exactly a stat that you want to see in the regular season. KCP chips in with 15. Talen Horton-Tucker with 12. He continues to play some good basketball. Goes 24 minutes for the Lake Show, 5 of 8 from the field. That's it. Preseason is done. So as quick as this thing started, we knew the Lakers were going to face the Clippers twice, the Suns twice. I think this Phoenix team has a good chance of making the postseason this year with the addition of Chris Paul. But for the Lakers, now that long, long journey begins and you try to kind of figure out your way of how you're going to balance this regular season, what's most important. And I know for this Lakers franchise right now, when you're as heavy favorites as the Lakers are to go back-to-back this upcoming season, to grab championship number 18, everything's about the big picture. Everything's about the marathon, not the sprint. And I'm sure Lakers head coach Frank Vogel has to love just the amount of options that he has, the depth that he has. It was great to see Talen Horton-Tucker this preseason kind of come out on his own. Kuzma had played well for these first three games. Didn't have a good one tonight, but you know that the Lakers got plenty of options. They got guys like Montrezl Harrell that's pretty much a walking double-double, will throw his body everywhere. Role players like Caruso, KCP, go down the list. Dennis Schroeder, when we get to see him a little bit more, that are willing to do whatever it takes to help try to win. And it's going to be an exciting season for the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't want to waste too much time. I do want to go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Let's get his thoughts on the Lakers. Not just the 114-113 win over the Suns, but the preseason as a whole. Here's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Was that second half more of what you want to see? Now, even if it's a preseason game, seemed like the defense got back to where you're looking for it. Was that the difference in the game?
Definitely. The way our guys started the second half, I think defensively, was a big factor in the game. And we had a slow start. It's gonna be a challenge for us early on in the season. You know, with the short off season and the nature of the short preseason, the condensed preseason. Hopefully we're 4-0, but we certainly have a long way to go in terms of playing at the level that we want to play at, especially on the defensive end. We're making shots to stay in the game, but we got a lot of work to do.
Anthony Davis was so smooth from a shooting standpoint in the bubble, especially as it got forward into the finals, especially Frank. 6 threes tonight. What have you seen progression-wise from him shooting, and what's that do generally for the offense?
Well, it carries a heavy load, takes a lot of pressure off of everyone else when the ball's going in the way it was for Anthony. And, we want him to continue to be aggressive at the three-point line. I thought he improved each month. Throughout the year, last year was big in the playoffs from range, from deep, and obviously a great start tonight.
Any general takeaways from preseason, Frank, including the practices and the four games?
It's really just guys getting used to each other. Coaches learning players learning the scheme. I think it was a successful preseason from that standpoint, and our guys trying to pick up what we're asking them to do and learning each other on the floor.
Dave?
Frank, for a team that you've tried to mold the identity around defense, to give up 39 points, I believe, in the first quarter, what's that like? And I guess in terms of trying to make sure you're where you want to be come Tuesday? And then, is your offense ahead of your defense right now?
Yeah, I would say our offense is probably ahead of our defense, but we've had spurts. We've had spurts of really good defense, being very active, connected, tied together, and then we've had spurts where we're a step slow. And I thought the way we started both of the last two games, we were a step slow on some things, and that's just something we got to continue to work on.
Dan?
Frank, Anthony's aggressiveness in that third quarter, obviously, and just the second game. He's talked about wanting to take his game even to another level. as a personal goal. Have you seen even more out of him? I mean, obviously he's an amazing player already, but is there still more even there?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously he played at a pretty damn high level last year. But he's a guy that is never satisfied, wants to continue to get better, continues to work on getting better and growing his game. And, I think a second year in a system with a core, what we established last year should benefit him. But he's always going to want to continue to improve his game.
Kyle?
Hey, Frank. So both these games in Phoenix, you guys started out slow, like you talked about, but then, have pretty good runs on both ends. Another team that leaps to mind, lest I commit blasphemy, is the Warriors that were able to kind of become quite well known for doing these runs, especially in the second half. Given what you've seen in the last couple of weeks, the people you have, do you see potential to be that kind of team and have those kind of runs down the road?
Yeah, well, hopefully we want to put ourselves in those types of positions. I think Golden State did it differently than the way we do things. But for our ability, our team's ability last year to sort of figure out an opponent, figure out a game was special and unique. And I think you saw that in the last two games, throughout the game, identifying, areas that were being hurt on and, ways that we got to be better in attacking their defense with our offense. So, I think you saw that in the last two games, and hopefully this team has that attribute the way last year's team did.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. You heard him say it. Still a lot of work left to be done, and not that many days to obviously get started. But this is going to be the way the Lakers are going to have to kind of work around this season. They'll have to improve. What they look like today is going to look a lot different 30 days from now, 60 days from now. Lakers over the Suns, 114-113, the final score, 4-0 in the preseason. When we come back, Alex Caruso. Get a chance to hear from Alex Caruso. He's been in and out of the lineup. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It's Alan Sliwa with the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, big shout out to Pizza Hut. They took care of all of us here at the studio tonight. And you already heard John and Michael talking about it. I'm sure Michael's got a full box right now on the road heading back. Fantastic. And we appreciate it from them. You're listening to the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show here on 710 ESPN. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A VistaPaint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, VistaPaint. Lakers actually end up winning the points in the paint battle, 42-40. So a little bit of a surprise there. Lakers at one point, I think at the end of the first quarter, I think I had looked at that stat. It was 22-4, something along those lines. So Lakers storm back. They beat the Phoenix Suns, 114-113, the final score. Good to see Alex Caruso in the lineup. Lakers have been cautious with him. Caruso ended up for the Lakers 17 minutes, 3 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. Here's Alex Caruso, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
What wanted to talk about Anthony Davis, 35 points in only 30 minutes tonight. Does it look to you like he's ready to go for the season?
Yeah, it's incredible to have, a guy like that on your team. He's just so talented. Like I felt like he wasn't even playing, as fully capable as he's playing. He had 35. When he shoots the ball like that, it just makes us a real dangerous team, and everybody knows, what he's capable of. We're just rounding into form, getting ready for the regular season.
Hey, you mentioned the shooting. He was 6 of 7 from 3-point range. Have you noticed any difference in his stroke at practice? I know it's only been 2 months since last season ended, but is he hitting those that easily in practice as well?
I mean, he's always shot that well. I think it's just about us, finding the opportunities to let him. Coach wants him to shoot more. I think Coach will be ecstatic that he just took 7 threes.
him mixing it up, going inside and outside, it puts a lot of pressure on defenses and gives us a better multitude of options to score on offense. So, he's been in the gym shooting, and we haven't done a lot. It's been a short off season, but AD's AD. He's scoring from wherever he wants.
And Alex, looking ahead to Tuesday, obviously the season gets started. You got a few days between now and then, but how confident are you? You guys will be where you need to be.
Yeah, I feel good about it. We were a little lackadaisical in the first quarter as a unit. Everyone that played just, last preseason game mixed with winning the day before. I think this was a good test for us just because this is what the season is going to be like. We're going to play multiple games in the cities and teams twice, and a lot of times we're going to win the first game. We got to make sure we show up and are ready to play the second game. I feel good about where we're at. I think we're connected a lot better than I think we expected to be defensively. I think offensively we got room to grow, but that'll come with time on the floor and understanding guys' spacing and working through different sets that we want to run.
All right, that's Alex Caruso there with Mike Bresnahan. I want to kind of take a look here, and as we look towards Tuesday, Lakers versus the Clippers, and then right after that on Christmas, Lakers will play the Dallas Mavericks. Lakers will have this stretch here, and this is the entire NBA, everyone trying to cram in as many games as possible. Lakers will have 37 games as part of this first release of the schedule, and they'll have a second half as well. I really, really hope that we get opportunities in this first 30 days, 60 days, where the Lakers are playing just such good basketball, and they're getting opportunities to rest guys like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and things aren't coming down just towards the stretch where they got to play 35-plus minutes. And maybe that's, as a fan, you just become so cautious and you're trying to think big picture. But the reason why I say that, let me kind of take a different angle on it. The other angle would be that the depth is everything that we're promoting it to be. Right now, a lot of the conversation around Lakers basketball is their depth. A lot of the conversation around the Lakers' success this upcoming season, what everybody's predicting is that Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Kuzma, Alex Caruso, KCP, Marc Gasol, Markieff Morris, Talen Horton-Tucker, that's eight guys right there that I just named off, and I'm sure I probably left somebody out. But there's some players on this roster that just kind of shows just how deep this team is. Something stuck out with me in the pregame show. Michael and I were talking about the depth, and John jumped in and said, Alan, I've been doing this for a long time. And he was, obviously calling the games for the Lakers in the Kobe Powell era as well. And he said this is the deepest that he feels a Lakers team has been, at least in this, this little span here. And that's not, that's not being a homer. That's realistic. So when I hear from a guy like Alex Caruso, and we'll get a chance to hear from KCP, again, another guy that didn't play in the last game. By the way, I love me some KCP, and every time I get a chance to kind of see what this kid's potential is and kind of walking into the season now that he's got that three-year, $40 million deal, he's coming off an NBA championship, he's got an extreme amount of confidence. There's these types of players that are just – all over this Lakers roster, aside from Anthony Davis and LeBron James. And that's what I think at the end of the day is going to kind of make this team so dangerous, because you could potentially not just have a really, really good regular season, but you can do it with hopefully not having to use up LeBron and AD in a way where maybe they're not 100% fresh by the time postseason runs. And frankly, I don't think any other team in the NBA has that type of luxury the way the Lakers do. All right, you are tuning into the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. If you want to be a part of the postgame show, it's 877-710 ESPN. We appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Lakers over the Suns, 114-113, the final score. I'm Alan Sliwa. Stay right here with us. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Can't wait for Tuesday. Can't wait for the start of the regular season for the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, one of the things I'm most excited about, first of all, AD was ridiculous tonight. It almost looked like Caruso, without saying he wasn't trying, kind of indicated that, yeah, it's so nonchalant for Anthony Davis. So, of course, you know, you're looking forward to what AD is going to do this year, and you're looking forward to seeing what the two superstars are going to do. But I got to be honest, it's these other players that, you know, not only do I have a curiosity on, I'm looking forward to seeing Dennis Schroeder all season. I'm looking forward to Montrezl Harrell all season long. And then it's going to come down to some of these other pieces. You know, coming into preseason, no one was talking about Talen Horton-Tucker. Why would Talen Horton-Tucker be a conversation? You already got 10 guys that you can play any given night, throwing Markieff Morris and some of these other guys. Okay, you got Quinn Cook and Jared Dudley as well. There's 12 players. Why would we be talking about Talen Horton-Tucker? And then over the last 2 weeks or so, he's been the conversation. And I mentioned this in the pregame with Michael. The real question is going to start being with Talen Horton-Tucker. The question is going to eventually become, if he gets playing time and he gets significant amount of playing time and he's on the floor with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, the curiosity is going to be how he adjusts playing with those two greats, those two stars. I'll give you a good example. Kuzma, we know, can go out any given night and put out 20 points. A lot of the times he can do it, or we've seen him do it, when Anthony Davis or LeBron James, one of those two players, aren't in. Well, that's not good enough. That doesn't really mean anything, because LeBron and Anthony Davis are obviously always going to be in games. And they're going to be your corner pieces and your cornerstones of your franchise. So it's more about what can Kuz do when those two players are on the floor. Okay, let's look at tonight as an example. And this is part of the inconsistency that I think frustrates Laker fans, or when Michael and I were talking about it earlier today. Can you be consistent? So Kuz tonight gets the start again. Kuz is in there with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. He goes 2 of 9 from the field, 0 of 3 from the three-point line, plays 27 minutes, only 4 points, no rebounds. These are the type of nights where, you know, you look at Kuz, and that's when you say, well, you just can't rely on Kuz on a night-in, night-out basis. Not that you don't want to. You can't rely on him on a night-in, night-out basis because he has not delivered on a night-in, night-out basis. The weird thing with Talen Horton-Tucker, so even THT tonight obviously played a lot less minutes than he was playing in some of those other games, played 24 minutes, but still got 12 points, 5 of 8 from the field, knows how to get to the basket, throw a steal in there, a couple rebounds, couple assists. That's, I think, going to be the evolution portion for Kyle Kuzma, that you just find ways to impact the game, period. And you also want him, I mean, you can have nights where you're not hitting your shot, 2 of 9, 0 for 3, like I mentioned, but you really, really want Kuz. When there's two superstars in the game predominantly with you, it's going to open up the floor for you. It's going to give you open looks. You just want him hitting those shots. You know, if he can go 4 of 9, 5 of 9, hit one or two of those three-pointers out of the three that you took, that's kind of a game changer right there. You know, that could be the difference of the Lakers being a team by 4 or 5, being a team by double digits. So we'll see what happens on that front. Dennis Schroeder did not play in tonight's game, and that was more precautionary reasons. He had a mild sprain on Wednesday against the Suns, so the Lakers decided they're better off just kind of waiting. Actually, we heard him on Wednesday after the game. He said, "I'll be fine. He was already getting treatment on it," and he said that this was after the game on Wednesday, that he didn't think it's going to be an issue. But I'm not surprised that, you know, coach and the organization are really just kind of playing it safe. That's the best way that I could put it when it comes to a guy like Dennis Schroeder. Montrezl Harrell, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 4 of 9 from the field. Love this dude's energy. You know, I don't want to say that coming in when the Lakers signed him, there's nothing to question, because you kind of know what he's going to bring to the table. We were watching him with the Clippers the last couple of seasons really flourish in his role. But whatever I got to watch in the past for Montrezl Harrell, it's completely different right now. I mean, I can't tell you guys how much I enjoy when he's on the floor, because if you're worried about effort or you're worried about, okay, how much energy is this one specific player going to give? Is somebody going to be taking charges, diving for loose balls? Don't worry about any of that stuff with Montrezl Harrell. So there's another player, obviously another piece for the Lakers that just kind of slowly but surely, I think as the season progresses, we're going to find out his impact. But the story tonight was Anthony Davis with his 35 points, his two steals, three blocks in just 30 minutes of play, 11 of 16 from the field. Around the NBA, I thought there was some interesting. The NBA does their GM survey. So that's something is done on an annual basis. And there's some stuff that tied directly into the Los Angeles Lakers. What percentage do you think this was something Michael and I were talking about, and John had mentioned to Michael during the broadcast as well. So survey the NBA general managers. 81% of the general managers are picking the Lakers to win another championship this upcoming season, to go back-to-back. Second place on that list is the opponent that the Lakers got coming up this Tuesday, the Clippers at 11%. So Lakers, 81% chance of winning an NBA championship. Clippers at number two at 11%. Not the Milwaukee Bucks, not the Philadelphia 76ers, not the Miami Heat. Lakers and the Clippers, top two spots, but overwhelmingly the entire league is talking about the Lakers at 81%. This I thought was interesting too. Best offseason in the NBA. Again, this is a survey from the NBA general managers. They thought the Lakers, best offseason, 37% of the vote. So how do you win a championship and then have the best offseason? That's a position that the Lakers were in, and that's a position that they're in coming into this season. Okay, when we come back, LeBron James. We'll get a chance to hear from LBJ. He's finishing up his interviews right now. We'll get his thoughts on the Lakers' one-point win over the Suns, and more importantly, big picture, what's he thought of the Lakers so far through the first four preseason games. Stay right here. You're tuning into the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Lakers end up shooting 51% from the field. They beat the Phoenix Suns 114-113, the final score. They're down 18 at the end of the first quarter. And the Lakers eventually find a way to come back, squeak out a one-point win over the Phoenix Suns. Let's go take a listen to LeBron James. LBJ tonight, by the way, played 25 minutes, 20 points, 4 assists, 8 rebounds for the Lakers, shot 6 of 11 from the field. Here's LeBron James, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
LeBron, would you just sum up how this preseason has gone in such unique experiences? We've all talked about the lack of time between the October 11th title and everything, but what have you seen from your teammates? How do you feel yourself ahead of the Tuesday opener for the regular season?
I mean, it's just so different, obviously, with the, the lack of games, the situation, obviously, all the COVID protocol and things of that nature. It's been a different training camp, to say the least. But for the time that we've had, which hasn't been that much, I feel like we've put in the work and gotten better. And obviously, we're not where we want to be long term, but that's absolutely okay, because it's a long season, it's a long journey. But I think to the credit of the guys, we've gotten better, as the days went on.
It just big picture with how unique the season is, and you had the weird 4 months off when COVID first hit. Then you play, of course, throughout the playoffs. Now the 2 months here. How are you trying to plan things for your body, which I know was kind of on a clock, right, for what, the last how many years? 15, 17, 18 years?
Just listening to it. Listen to my body. My body will tell me where I am at that point in time. And, just listen to it. That's what it's about. Be very smart. We're a marathon team. We understand that. We're not in a sprint. But we want to get better every day. So it's going to be I don't think it's going to be a fine line, but I'll listen to my body. I'll listen to, Mike Mancini is my trainer. I'll listen to the coaching staff. I'll obviously listen to Frank and listen to my teammates as well, and go from there.
With some of the new guys and so on, is there one thing, LeBron, that you guys focus on ahead of the season opener, things that you guys can do based on your experience with most of the group from last year?
Well, the one thing we know we can control, and that's defensive rebound and transition. Defensive transition and also sharing the ball offensively. We know we can control that. We got to do a really good job of, sharing the ball, which we love to do. We have everyone involved. Everyone feels in a good rhythm. And then defensively, grabbing rebounds, boxing out, and also getting back in transition. So those are the things that we can control.
Dave?
LeBron, you just told us that you guys know that you're not where you want to be long term, but that's okay because of the circumstances. It kind of sounds a lot like the sentiment that Frank just shared with us. But we also know that you told us before, like, patience is not your strong suit. So what will you be looking for as things actually start to count in the standings in terms of knowing where you guys are at?
We just want to get better every day. You know, we want to get better every day, either on the floor, you know, during games or practices, or if it's, you know, during film session, either on the road or at home, preparing our minds and preparing our bodies for the long haul. So, you know, I'll see how we continue to improve each month, throughout each game, throughout each journey, each step, and go from there.
Dan?
Hey, LeBron, how much of that mindset, that sort of marathon mindset, is different now that you guys have done it once as a group, as a core? Did that change any of that? Did you feel like you guys had that last year? I know there was a ton of talk about the moment last year. So did that change the, like, having that success?
No, I mean, I think you kind of, it's two different things. I mean, obviously you live in the moment, but you also understand, you know, it is a marathon and it's not a sprint. We're a veteran ball club. We understand that. I've been a part of some veteran ball clubs. You live in the moment, you make the most of today, which we did today in our last preseason game. But we also know that this is going to be a long journey, and that's what the marathon is all about. So you can do both.
Last question, Kyle.
Hey, LeBron. You know, thinking back to 2012 when you were coming off your first NBA championship, how did that change you and change your approach to the season? And do you see signs of that in AD as he kind of comes off a championship and is looking to win another?
I think it's about, you know, trying to be great. I wanted to be great in this league. I didn't want to just be someone that could, you know, put up numbers. I wanted to be someone that could win. And I've always been a winner my whole life. And I wanted to win at the highest level. And AD wants to do the same. He wants to be one of the best. And we always, you know, we know that the championships is the holy grail in this league. Be crowned a champion. If you be crowned multiple champions, then, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, so, he's ready for that moment. His confidence is out the roof. And it's up to us as his teammates to continue to help his confidence continue to soar and protect him and help him continue to to tap into to his prime, which that he's grown into.
All right, that's LBJ right there, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. I love when LeBron, I spent a lot of this postgame show obviously talking about Anthony Davis. There's a reason for it, just statistically what he accomplished tonight with his 35 going 11-16. But it is something, you know, what an opportunity for Anthony Davis to learn from one of the greatest to ever do it, and he's still doing it. LeBron was the most valuable player last season. I don't care how many first-place votes there were. Giannis can go ahead and put that trophy up wherever he's putting it. He was the finals MVP, and he's still the best player in the world. And just every single day teaching Anthony Davis what he needs to do to be great. I mean, what an incredible, incredible asset for Anthony Davis. And then we're all just enjoying it and appreciating it because we're Laker fans and they're both playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. Preseason is over. That's it. Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers, they're coming up this Tuesday. We have a two-hour pregame show starting at 5 p.m. leading up to a 7 p.m. tip-off. Of course, John Ireland and Michael Thompson will take it from there. As always, Laker fans, we greatly appreciate you guys being a part of the show. We're looking forward to get the regular season starting. I'm Alan Sliwa, and this is the Pizza Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.